right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in cricket. Durban Super Giants seamer Ethan Bosch says his side are taking the Betway SA 20 one day at a time this season. And the young paceman held his nerve in the final over to dismiss MI Cape Town's Ryan Rickleton on Friday's opener, finishing with impressive figures of 4 for 46. Now the Durban Super Giants face the same opposition again this afternoon as they look to build momentum in their push for a playoff spot.
It's still 9 more games left until the playoffs, and we want to be in those playoffs. But you can't get there unless you face up with your next game. So we're just taking it game by game.
That first ball to that clash at the Kingsmead Stadium this afternoon is at 3:30. And then ex-England player Michael Atherton believes the test cricket format needs to be protected following the speedy fourth Ashes test at MCG. Now, for the second time in the series, the contest between Australia and England was over within 2 days, the visitors coming out on top by 4 wickets.
You come to Test match to watch a broad variety of skills, to see the game develop over a period of time. Now, of course, you're going to get extreme conditions from time to time, but we've had two of them now in this series. I don't think you want to see this too frequently.
And then over to football now. Africa Cup of Nations champions Ivory Coast have a chance to book a place in the knockout stages if they can maintain momentum against Cameroon tonight. Both sides secured respective 1-0 wins against Mozambique and Gabon in their openers, both teams sharing points at the top in Group F. Their fixture in Marrakesh kicks off at 10 p.m. tonight. And then Leeds boss Daniel Farke warns his players one slip could undo their unbeaten December run, which includes a 4-1 thrashing of Crystal Palace. They face Sunderland at the Stadium of Light at 4 p.m. today.
Good times for everyone who is involved here, for Leeds United, and we know that we are in a good shape and have delivered really some impressive performance, and 8 points out of the last 4 difficult games is really good outcome.
The other fixture to look out for, Tottenham, pay a visit to Crystal Palace at 6:30. Right, that's it from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.